So I gotta ask, are you gonna cheer for the Rams? Oh, a moral quandary, a moral conundrum. That's why I love sports. They're completely and utterly ridiculous. That somehow cheering for a particular team could be an ethical decision, right? It's absurd. It's crazy. But that's what sports are. They're so tribal that we get a sense of self-identity with a team. And that somehow playing a sport that has the name of St. Louis across it means anything to our own well-being as a civic community. But that's what we do. When the Cardinals beat the Cubs, it brings honor to all of us. And somehow, some way, the satisfaction is not simply the victory of the Cardinals, but the defeat of the city of Chicago. Right? That's what I love. That we invest ourselves so much in something that we think brings great honor to us, that makes us better as a collective body. And of course, a loss, the fleeing of a team to Los Angeles, of all places, brings shame to the city of St. Louis. That's why the tribalism of sports is so fun. Unfortunately, tribalism in other contexts is a little more complicated and is not nearly as fun. But it is really human. It is very human to be with an in-group as a collective body, and not necessarily a bad thing. Tribalism gives us cohesion, a shared sense of identity, and that's not a bad thing, but it's a little dangerous. Because tribalism, by definition, means some are in and some are out. And that the honor that one member of the tribe brings honor to all of us, but of course the shame of one brings shame to all of us. Remember, as we heard last Sunday, we are all members of the body. And in a tribal context, in a tribal community, it's very important that we are all on the same page, that we are all together in all of this. So that, for instance, in a tiny village in Galilee in the first century, when a local boy goes forth and does great things, and news throughout all of Galilee spreads about him, and he has done amazing works in Capernaum, when he comes home, it makes perfect sense that all of Nazareth will bask in his glory. The local boy made good. All that he has done, somehow all of the village shares in that. And expects to continue in that shared glory. And Jesus knows it. He says, you know, you'll ask me, do the same things here that you did in Capernaum. Allow us, as your kinsfolk, the people you grew up with, family and friends, allow us to revel in that honor. Allow us to be part of this wondrous thing that this is about, because it's ours. But Jesus says that I have been anointed with the Spirit, and quoting Isaiah last Sunday, to bring glad tidings to the poor, release of captives, a year of favor to the Lord. And it's not just about Nazareth. And that's where it gets ugly. Because what Jesus is basically doing is turning his back on the tribe. What Jesus is doing is asking the tribe to think beyond itself. And that is very hard for human beings to do. It is very hard for the people of Nazareth to want to share and expand the glory that they share in. They cannot conceive of this notion of a Messiah who is beyond tribe, who is beyond their own expectations, who can go forth and proclaim the good news of God that is universal and not tribal. That's where they have a problem. Because in a very real way, they have contained the message. They have contained what it means to be Messiah. They have contained how God can operate. And Jesus says to them, it's not like that. The sense of the tribe can still linger deep within us. And like the people of Nazareth, it can be manifested in very, very ugly ways. Who is in? Who is out? Who do we let in? Who do we keep out? And if you think it's confined just to this country, think again. As the world changes and evolves, in some ways one could argue we're becoming more tribal, even as we're more connected. And Jesus basically says to us what he said to the people of Nazareth. This is who I am. This is what I am about. You can accept or reject, but I will not play the game. I will not be a Messiah in your own image and likeness, because I have been anointed by God. And I have come forth to bring out something new, something expansive, something beyond your imagining, something that is indeed universal and not confined and not narrow and not tribal. Salvation is for all. The presence of the Messiah is for all. The gifts of God are for all. And the only question we need to ask ourselves is, will we share?